2019 All-Star Weekend thoughts before we get into the Rose Report. My guest to talk through this with, bounce things off of, is Luke Mars. First time on the podcast.
That's, again, wrong.
It's not wrong.
Did you rebrand the podcast? Because I was on it to talk.
This podcast is called Come On Guys with Alex Davis. We're at episode 29.
46.
You have not been on any of the 29 episodes of Come On Guys.
There was definitely a podcast that I was on. It was with me, you, Shriver. It was the NBA Finals. That's what we covered.
Yes. It was a different time.
Was the podcast name something different?
Yeah. But it wasn't my podcast. The old name?
Whose podcast was it?
It was a lot of people's.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Oh, what was Friday Night Takes.
Oh, God.
First time that name has been muttered. We try not to talk about that era.
A forgotten chapter.
All right, the 2019 All-Star Weekend is completed. All-Star Game was won tonight by Team LeBron.
And they covered. Team Giannis. And they covered.
Luke bet the All-Star Game, which in itself is... absolutely.
They covered. I wasn't worried for a minute. Down 20. Crazy. I turned to Davis. I said, a 20-point game in the All-Star game is like a 5-point game.
It really is, though. Yeah. Russell Westbrook lost them this game.
Russell Westbrook's the worst.
Okay, so let's go back. Let's backtrack to Saturday night. Skills competition won by Jason Tatum. Only takeaway is that Jokic was fun to watch. The big man, we forgot. Jokic and Vucevic going against each other, we laughed a lot about
Vucevic
that.
Vucevic is a human yawn.
Vucevic just doesn't belong here, but he... played well enough to get
nice.
In, but
he has really nice hair.
The shoes were good. His shoes were good.
Does he have an accent? I didn't hear him talk once.
Nobody hears. Nobody. He doesn't talk. We don't know. Nobody knows.
Jokic is hilarious.
How would you make the skills competition better? Give me a serious answer. How would you make the skills competition better?
So you get, you know how they have like the four guys on each side?
Like of the bracket? Of the bracket. Yeah. Chosen by Karl-Anthony Towns and Ludacris before the game.
The world is begging for less Ludacris, and we're just keeps popping up.
Sitting in the TNT production meeting. All right, so guys, so how are we going to choose these matchups for the skills competition? Do you want to just do it here with us? You just make the bracket? Like, you know what? No, let's just get Ludacris to do it.
55-year-old.
Like, oh, my God, yes.
White executive sticks his hand up and goes, Ludacris, guys. Boom. Got it. Let's go.
Boom.
No one would want to draw.
And then who's the other person? We should gotta have another person up there. My son likes Karl-Anthony Towns.
No, they probably just couldn't agree on another celebrity that could compare to Ludacris. They're like, okay, let's just get Kat.
Yeah, let's.
We'll be there, right?
Who's the all-star that's not in any of these competitions? I don't know, LeBron? That'll be too hard. Let's just get Karl-Anthony Towns.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, going back to what I was saying, you do like a beanbag race, like the bean sack, and like then they do it together. They hop together.
Like a potato sack race.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Yeah, they hop together through the events. Then.
Instead of running.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you're so you're still going to go through together. The cones?
Yeah.
That's going to take a lot. That's going to take a lot of time.
They're both dribbling one basketball.
It's going to take a lot. So
two basketballs going.
So how do you hold the potato sack up? Because the potato sack usually takes two hands to hold up.
Some duct tape.
Okay.
You just sew it onto their shorts.
Okay.
And then I think there should be some hurdles. Shout out, Pat.
Shout out to Pat Babst.
He was almost on. Not shout out to Rick Grant.
No. Thumbs down to Rick Grant. We're not talking about him. Okay, so hurdles and potato sack races.
I mean,
3-point contest.
You shouldn't be able to shoot from half court either. That was so
dumb. That's it. As soon as who did it first? Trae Young did it first.
Yeah, then everyone did it. No.
Luka did it first. Well, my guy Luka, of course, the funnest guy in the bunch, just having fun.
No. And Trae Young just pulled up from like I think.
But that was the first time he shot it from there, he made it too, which was sick.
It's literally just about making the first shot, then the rest.
It's all about the jump shot. If you make the jump shot, you're gonna win.
I don't know.
Tatum makes it from half court to win, like at the last second to beat Trae Young. That was exciting.
I guess so, but that event is just not that enticing to
me. I liked it.
There needs to be more.
Oh, he took on Anthony Davis. That's what I was thinking of earlier. Whatever. Okay, so then we moved to the 3-point contest. Steph shooting, we were just like, oh my God. The first time he went, it's like, of course he's going to hit 10 in a row at the end to go into the finals. Second thing that I know that was of note, they did Dirk real dirty by trying to show him like how perfect his form was, and that was, and they went slow motion through an airballed shot.
Yeah, no, tough. I don't know. I mean, he releases the ball about 10 feet above his head.
The arc?
The 3-point contest was very watered down by me with the whole Curry family segment before. That was so...
Oh, that was... I forgot about that. That was so bad. They got like 8 out of 30 total.
Stop shoving the Curry family down our throats.
Well, they were, you know, in North Carolina.
Who cares? I don't care. Come on. Seth Curry, electric.
That's who everyone was rooting for.
Yeah, that poor
guy. They announced that Del Curry and friends, Ray Allen, Glenn Rice, I think was one, and
Glenn Rice looked like he was going to have a heart attack.
Glenn Rice was not. He was shooting for 2 weeks to prepare for this.
Glenn Rice has been eating fast food for the last, like, 5 years. And was like, you guys really want me to shoot right now?
I got
to
do what now? I got to do what?
Del Curry was terrible. I think he made one shot.
I think he made one, maybe two. But they were they said each shot made was $1,000 toward charity. That's and Seth looked like, I don't got that.
Yeah, like, that's three game checks for me, guys. Like,
I don't know.
Don't really have the bajillion dollars my brother has. Thanks for reminding me.
Even when they announced him, they were like, so here next to me, I have Seth Curry and two-time MVP, three-time champion Steph Curry. Yeah. It's like, we felt so bad for him. So we were rooting for him in the contest.
He's also just not as attractive as Steph, which is...
Not as big of a hot guy, no. Even though they kind of look similar.
He's still got a puby beard.
Joe Harris won, your former Cleveland Cavalier.
Yeah, he grows a beard and just thinks he's too good for Cleveland now. Oh, look at Dirk. Wow.
He's such a good guy, Joe Harris. So humble. They asked him, where are you gonna send the trophy? He goes, I'm actually going to send it to the University of UNC Asheville or something like that because they let me practice in their gym so they can have the trophy.
He's not actually going to do that.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, no, he won't.
He's 100% here.
I will Google that. I'll go to Joe Harris's house and look on his mantle. You're going to go to Joe Harris's house?
Okay.
This is the only trophy he owns.
Disrespect a former Cav like that.
Huh?
Disrespect a former Cav like that.
Well, he was like cracked the rotation for like 3 games. So
the dunk contest. My guy, Dennis Smith Jr., didn't get robbed, couldn't execute at the end.
I don't know.
Tried to do the dunk he did last year, and then
J. Cole
also tried to jump over Dwayne Wade. That was dumb. The Cole dunk was sick.
Diallo was really good. Diallo was awesome. He can actually dunk the ball.
Can we talk about John Collins trying to jump over the plane, but then knocking a piece of the plane over?
And then he like looked around when like they didn't give him tens. He's like, what the hell? Like, John Collins, dude, you just ran directly into your prop.
Yeah.
Someone
like the entire thing about having a prop is you clear the prop. He just didn't clear the prop. Like,
John Collins, we're not impressed that you couldn't jump over a science project,
that you couldn't jump over it.
Like, there was a lot of man hours.
Miles Bridges. Miles Bridges had one good dunk.
He would have been really good if he didn't miss his first dunk. He kind of screwed himself.
He tried to do the glass between the legs.
He had a lot more in store.
Yeah,
that's who I picked to win. So
he would have been. I don't know. He just misses. Yeah, he just misses.
I didn't gamble on All Star Saturday night though. So claps. For
interesting,
me.
Yeah. But you did gamble on the All Star game,
and I won. So is quickly, it really gambling quickly, if you know you're gonna win?
Diallo's over Shaq elbow hang dunk.
Well, that was filthy. Shaq did
like
not
that was like an actually a sick dunk.
Yeah, Shaq kind of took it like a dick though. Can what I say mean? Dick on this?
Yeah,
dick.
I didn't swear.
Pussy.
All right, that's a little far.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right.
Sorry, listeners.
We'll cut that.
Yeah, no, Shaq did not take that well. Did you see the replay of him after?
Well, he was, like, hanging there, and then Shaq, like, got grazed by one of his feet. Well,
Shaq was literally like, who the hell is this guy? You're not jumping over me.
Shaq got pulled out. He was like, who are you?
Yeah, should have dunked over Charles Barkley.
That would have been funny. No, Chuck would have been like, boy, if you hit me. Yeah.
I'm just happy there's no Ludacris in the dunk contest.
Yeah, enough. We had enough Ludacris. So the dunk contest was fine. Nothing will ever. Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine, best dunk contest in history.
We'll never see Zach LaVine ever again in a dunk contest.
We'll see Aaron Gordon in a dunk contest ever again. It's turning into like.
Did he tear his ACL?
Who?
Aaron Gordon?
No.
Oh. I thought he got hurt. Usually if guys get hurt, they stop going to dunk contests.
I mean, yeah.
Well.
It's turning into now like rookies and sophomore and younger players that are athletic.
LeBron should do one.
Like, no good player will ever do a dunk contest ever again.
I don't think so. I'm trying to think of...
What good player is going to do a dunk contest?
Paul George.
Chris Webber calling tonight.
Give me
tonight.
Paul George.
I mean...
Like, good Paul George now. He was a good when he did it, but...
Well, that was before he broke his leg. He was good.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he broke his leg.
You forgot.
I mean... he's good now, injury. So... I mean, he's not like Gordon Hayward.
Stop.
A little injury, a little... Little Nick in the ice. Little Nick,
his foot sideways.
Go Cavs.
That hurt a lot, you saying Gordon Hayward. That hurt my soul. Moving on to the All-Star game tonight.
Wait, rewind. Since Gordon Hayward's white and has like a comb over kind of look, do you think you look like him too?
Yeah, I do actually. Okay. I do. I do.
Well, you don't. So
I do.
You don't.
I also, you know what hurts me this season? He started wearing leggings, but doesn't wear leggings anymore. So it's not.
I love really a good pair of yoga pants, man.
He doesn't look as good.
Just put in some yoga pants.
Other takeaways from the game tonight. First takeaway.
The only thing I took away is I can't stand Russell Westbrook as a human being.
He completely ambushed the game.
Like, when they were drafting those teams, they had to be like, he got traded, didn't he? LeBron was probably like, I don't want this guy.
No, well, LeBron literally said, Giannis said, I know you want Ben Simmons.
Yeah, right.
So I'm thinking, what do you think about a trade? And LeBron goes, yeah, I'll trade. You want Russell Westbrook? Take him.
Please take him. I would like to shoot the ball every once in a while.
I want the ball once.
Dude, he was shooting once every other possession.
He's the worst volume three-point shooter in league history.
Yeah,
Russell Westbrook is. And here he is jacking up threes like he's Klay Thompson. He missed a dunk.
Yeah.
Like, he just sucked.
Tonight. He's also acting really angry when he's clearly not angry.
He called out Anthony Davis was guarding him. Jokic was going to come set a screen. He waved off Jokic and was like, I want to go one-on-one versus Anthony Davis, and got blocked.
I don't know. He's just an idiot. I hate him. I used to like him, and then he did this whole thing where he's like super angry and, oh, I'm so sad.
Like, better,
he's a salty ex. That's all he is.
Better than everyone.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. He was annoying tonight. Other things, Dirk.
Wow. Yeah. A little inferno.
Little flame-throwing, throw up the European threes with the thumb, index finger, and middle finger as the threes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Instead of the other three.
You can't put those minutes on Dirk's knees right now.
No, did you notice he didn't? I don't think he played. I think he played for like 2 minutes.
No, he got his threes. He's like, all right, I'm out of here.
Right, exactly. He got it. He got his four threes, got the crowd hype, and then he was like, all right, I'm done.
I was very close to putting $10 on Dirk winning MVP because it was plus like 18,000.
Yeah, but there's no way he wins MVP.
Yeah, you throw,
because there's actual players out there.
Well, like, I mean, I feel like if he would have gotten like 23 points
and his team won,
yeah, like they'd just be like, hell yeah, you know what?
Yeah, Dirk. Yeah. Let's give it to him.
Put $10 on that and make like 180.
Other things that I noticed tonight, Jokic. Okay, here's a question for you. My answer is Jokic. If you're picking one player to play a pickup game with,
probably not Jokic. Probably would take LeBron.
Okay.
I don't know, Jokic.
Besides LeBron.
I don't know. Take your pick of anyone on the All-Star roster right now, not named Russell Westbrook. I'd probably take them. And Vucevic. I love the
Vucevic
guy.
Dude, he looked lost out there. He had no clue what he stood under the rim and was like, all right, I'll try to get a defensive rebound here.
I feel like
on offense, he was just like, all right, do I set a screen? Like, I don't even know. And then he went to set a screen, and then the person like went around the screen.
Oh my god.
He's like ran into him. It's
go
like,
back to the corner.
Just either stay in the corner or just stay on the block and like wait for a dump down pass.
He got a tip in basket. Good for him.
He got a tip in basket, and there was one where it was like 10, like not 10 seconds left, but like he got a, here it is right here. He got a one-on-one and like had to go left running hook over Anthony Towns. Yeah. We're watching the replay right now after the oh, there you go. Defensive tip, rebound. Okay. Yeah,
you know what? Maybe we just weren't noticing.
Yeah. We're watching.
So every Vucevic just wants to get in the way of every alley-oop.
Vucevic was 100% the biggest non-factor out there. But Jokic was the most fun to play with. Always set the right screens, makes the right passes, can hit an open shot. Like,
yeah. I don't know.
I just love Jokic. I just love him.
I would want to play with him just because he passes first and he's big.
And he gets all the rebounds for you. So you don't have to do the dirty work of getting the rebounds. And then, like, when you should get the ball, he'll give it to you.
He seems like a fun guy.
That's what we were talking about in this Ghost competition, where, like, oh, that's what he did. Jokic and Vucevic. Jokic and Luka. Jokic and Luka were playing against each other in this Ghost competition, and Luka won, and then, like, went for the slap up. And then, then the Jokic was like, no, dude, get away from me. And then he like started, oh, so like, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I love you, dude. It was awesome.
I feel like you probably look like the Joker more than anyone in that you've mentioned.
No arm definition.
Well, I mean, Luka has arm definition.
Not a ton.
a lot more than you.
Yeah.
I would say his arms are more defined than Joker's.
But, okay, so you're saying I look like Jokic more than
Luka? Don't look like anyone, but I said if you had to pick someone, you'd probably look like him.
Like, in terms of, like, running style and, like, body type. Just,
yeah, I don't know.
I got one for you. Take Luka's head.
Clumsy.
Luka's head, put him on Jokic's body, that's me.
No, take, like, Guy Fieri, Donnie.
Stop right there. Don't you dare talk trash on my guy.
Luka without the money. And goes to Supercuts for a haircut. There you go.
I mean, Luka already does look like he goes to Supercuts for a haircut.
No, he has a nice haircut. That's like the thing that you've been holding your hat on. Are you saying that you have a bad haircut now?
No.
You could probably use a haircut.
Shout out to Armstrong's. I probably do need one. Shout out to Armstrong's Barbershop.
Oh, you guys sponsors now?
Yeah.
That's nice. Kleenex.
Sure. Why not?
So this episode is brought to
you by Kleenex. If anybody's willing to, you know, reach out, if anybody has connections, I'm happy to help out. Other takeaways from tonight. Giannis. So let me give you my big theory on the All-Star game here. Ready?
Conspiracy theory?
Not a conspiracy, just like how this game played out, kind of.
Okay.
So all week, everybody was trashing Giannis' team, right? Like, what the fuck is he thinking? He drafts way too many bigs. Like, his team kind of sucks.
Fuck word?
So everybody was kind of trashing Giannis' team. But what he did is he picked guys that he knew would try, or like first year in the All-Star game guys that knew they would try. Win. No, but okay, just hear me out.
Okay.
So they knew they would try. So they got out to a big lead because they were the ones trying in the early going. So they were looking like they were going to win. Mm-hmm. But when it got close and both teams were trying, Team LeBron had way more talent. Yeah, so they won
at that point. And once Team LeBron started like semi-trying on defense, it just closed that gap immediately. And it was over.
Clay, Dame, and Bradley Beal, they would have been the best three shooters on, besides Steph, on Team Giannis. So like if they, yeah. So they just didn't have any shooting. Low key, worst shooting from Steph that we've seen.
Yeah, I know. It felt great.
No, it was awful.
Why?
Because I wanted Team Giannis to win.
Oh, well, great for me.
Luke was rooting for Team LeBron because he bet $15 on them on the spread.
I was scared to bet anything more.
He won.
I did win, so.
And I wanted Team Giannis to win because Kemba was on Team Giannis.
Thank you, everyone, for your support.
And, it was really fun.
The rich get richer, right?
Giannis had a quiet 38. Actually, he didn't.
He had 38?
Yeah, 38's a lot. And they were all dunks.
Yeah, well, everyone was just passing him the ball. He's their only, like.
Finisher?
Yeah.
I don't know. Embiid probably had like 6 points.
I mean.
I don't know. Okay. Paul George, good.
Very good.
Good at basketball.
Good looking guy. Just one tall drink of water.
I have some other thoughts that I wrote down, but I don't know where my phone is. Where is it? Thank you. We'll cut this.
So now I feel like it's a good time to put in my thoughts that. Listeners out there, please tweet and tell me if you think an owl is actually a bird.
I 100% do. He asked me this earlier. It's obviously a bird.
Is an owl a bird?
Yes.
I don't know, guys. You can let me know on that. I just think that they're mammals with wings.
The mic'd up portions? Give me all the mic'd ups. I love the mic'd ups. The
mic'd ups are awesome.
Funniest moment. Dirk, after he subs out after hitting 4 threes, just keeps repeating, "That's what I do, baby. That's what I do. That's what I do." That's what I do, baby. That's what I do. That was hilarious. More thoughts. Westbrook sucks. Really annoying. Dirk, three-finger Sally, fantastic. Each lineup that was out there, I always was like, how would this work as an actual basketball team? That was fun to do.
I wasn't thinking that at all.
Yeah, you just suck with the basketball analysis. I should just stop this now.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Embiid,
I'm not a good
when kid. People went one-on-one with Embiid was like, all right, fuck this, I'm stopping you. Like, yeah. KD tried to take him one time, and he got stopped.
He's got a pride thing. Did you see the video of him shirtless rapping Drake? That was the biggest cringe of all time.
Just, you're doing too much. Doing way too much.
It's just...
Just chill out,
his
man.
His girlfriend's super
Just
hot.
Chill out, man.
You ever seen his girlfriend?
I haven't seen his girlfriend.
Very attractive.
I'll look her up. I totally called the thing in the beginning about... Team Giannis trying harder, but Team LeBron having more talent in the end, so they were going to win. That's all I'm going to say. All right, thoughts for second half of the NBA season. Give me a couple quick ones.
Quick ones? The team that comes out of the West is winning it. I think the Sixers...
How do the Warriors not come out of the West?
I'm just saying, it doesn't matter because if the Warriors somehow were to lose, to like, say Houston, for example, Houston would beat anyone in the East.
No, but it's interesting. Dude, who do you think is the...
It's, the Warriors the Warriors are going to win finals. Okay. The Warriors will win the finals.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I'm saying that even the second and third best team in the West are better than the team in the East that would come out.
Oh, I disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
Who do you think is coming out of the East then?
Any of the top four teams are very good.
No. I don't know. No.
Yeah?
You just, no, because...
Do you know, the Bucks, the Raptors, Sixers, and Celtics?
Do you think they can win an NBA Finals over, like... James Harden, CP3.
Yes.
I don't think so. I think the Sixers are coming out of the East.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
I love the trades they made. Tobias Harris is electric. Good.
But the other three teams are really well-rounded and good rosters, too. I think it's about as even as you can get.
The East is going to be interesting.
And I could be extremely biased and say the Celtics are still going to win. But I really don't know.
The Raptors, I'm... still have that recency bias that they're terrified of LeBron. They just got Marc Gasol. Yeah, I forgot about that. That's such a good pickup for them. He's playing pretty well there.
He's so good. And they have so many players on their team. Zach Lowe made this point on his podcast this week. They have so many players on the team that just like know how to play basketball. And that if Marc Gasol gets the ball and they move the right way, he will find them.
And yeah, like, and it they just have makes the right role players. Siakam's really good.
Yeah, most improved.
Yeah, they have Kawhi. Danny Green.
Danny Green's really good. Serge is in there. People like Norman Powell and OG Anunoby are like, they don't have to do too much, but they're good enough in their role. So they're really good. The Celtics will start finding their groove, trust me.
And they have that one fan that wears the turban. That guy's electric. He's sitting
He was at the All-Star game tonight. I know. Yeah, he's the number one fan. I saw him in Toronto when I went to see the Celtics play 2 years ago. I walked past him. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know who he was.
Beautiful man.
Yeah.
Good
heart. I knew he was famous because I saw him pregame, like,
Canada's
courtside.
Marlins man.
Huh?
The Marlins man of Canada.
True.
Yeah.
Great comparison.
Yep.
Great call there.
So not a jerk.
Okay. What about your Cavs? What do you want to do? What do you want to happen?
Just keep losing. keep the
If you get the number one pick, that's so stupid.
The thing that the Cavs are good at is lottery balls.
And then getting lottery balls and then messing up the
and
pick.
Dan Gilbert's son. Somehow having great luck.
Is that your representative?
Yes. Every year. He's like 3 for 3 in getting number one overall. So
if they get it this year, dude, it's going to be so annoying. Well, I just don't want Zion to go there, dude.
Why?
Because we've done it. We've had it happen. Let's have him go to New York, get some excitement in New York. That's fine with me.
No. The thing is New York can always attract free agents. Cleveland will never be able to. Like, who's going to want to go play in Cleveland?
I don't know.
So the Knicks can rebuild outside of the draft. The Cavs can't. Let the Cavs get Zion. He's going to leave once his rookie deal's up anyway, so hey.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would.
No, everybody signs the rookie extension.
All right, well.
All right, what's today's date? Today's February 17th. I'm calling it right now.
Okay.
KD is not going to New York, and Kyrie isn't going to New York. So all Knicks fans, I'm sorry.
Do you think KD leaves Golden State?
No.
I don't think so either. I think Clay's gone.
You tell me why anyone would leave this team, this organization, to go to an organization run by James Dolan.
Been there, done that. Well, I mean, to go to New York?
Yeah.
I don't know.
LeBron was never going to the Knicks.
Yeah, no.
No one, why for the last 3 years have we just trashed on the Knicks and now all of a sudden there are some like crown jewel destination?
It's the Mecca, bro. You should know.
I was there.
Yeah. So did you want to be a Knick after you went there?
No.
Okay, well, they don't want you
anyway. I
want
to work for James Dolan.
I don't think that has that much to do with it.
Yeah, it does. He sucks.
If you go and make the Knicks competitive again and they're a title contender, you are...
Everyone loves you.
You are a god there.
Right.
That's why people want to go there, because you will turn into the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Kyrie, for real, isn't leaving. He's not leaving.
No, I don't think so.
Here's what's gonna happen.
I think it depends how the season plays out.
Here's what's gonna happen, and I'm back on this train because of what AD said.
No, don't do this.
Oh yeah,
I will leave.
I'm back,
baby.
I'm back, baby. Here's what's gonna happen. Kyrie re-signs July 1st. The Celtics trade Terry Rozier on a sign and trade. Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, and 3 first round picks to the New Orleans Pelicans for Anthony Davis.
You're not keeping Tatum.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not going to keep Tatum. You're dumb. Living in a fantasy
world. We have enough assets to give the Pelicans without giving up Tatum to get Anthony Davis.
They're going to want a potential superstar right back. You're not going to want
Jaylen Brown.
Really?
Future All-Star.
I think if you don't bring in Tatum, they hang up the phone.
If I'm the Pelicans, that's what I'd do. But I don't think the Pelicans have to do that because we have so many good assets. Terry Rozier and Jaylen Brown with starters minutes on a developing team are potential all-stars. And yes, I said it.
You're just that's very biased. This is a very loaded conversation.
I watch them. I know how good they are.
Terry Rozier gets starter minutes, they're going to want Tatum.
I don't think they're going to have to put him in. I really don't.
Okay, well. Right.
All right. Luke, thanks for coming on to the podcast. I'm sorry. I really apologize. I almost forgot. Anything to plug? Any questions for me?
Question for you.
Okay. Nothing to plug?
Well, I could get around to it.
Okay.
I'm going to start my own podcast called Come On Fellas. You guys should go listen to that. It's literally just going to be a parody of this podcast. I'm just going to talk about how cool the Celtics are and how cool my hair is. And
I don't talk about how cool my hair is, ever.
I want to talk about The Bachelor.
All right, well, that's tomorrow.
Okay.
Well. Or that's actually going to be a part of this podcast. We're recording this on Sunday night. Bachelor, or...
Can I give a quick prediction on The Bachelor?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Loses his virginity this episode.
This episode?
No. Nope.
Get the fuck out of here. No, that's no way. Get out. No, just stop. He's not. First of all, he isn't a virgin. He's had sex before, 100%. I've been on that train since day one.
No, I've been Googling it like crazy.
I've been on that train since day one. He's not a virgin.
Did you see the preview where he climbs over the
fence? Yeah. The fence jump is the like biggest event that's gonna happen in
who's the mediator? The guy.
Chris Harrison.
Yeah. Do you think he cleans up the scraps? Like, the girls are crying after they get sent home.
And be like, it's okay. Chris Harrison is single. He is single. I learned this week. Chris Harrison is single, which is like, gives me so, just puts so many thoughts in my head. How many times has he done that, probably?
He's I'm not going to go as far as say he slept with a woman, but he's kissed a couple of them. This has been on
for... I bet, like, for the last 20 years...
He's not a terrible-looking guy.
No, he's a good-looking guy. He's a little older.
Yeah, well, girls are into
and
older
not
guys.
Like the final two.
That's why I attract so many high school girls.
All right, we'll leave. I'm just gonna pass by that.
We'll let that one go.
Okay, so, but Chris Harrison, it's probably happened, maybe. But around like this time in the season, when there's like seven left.
No, yeah, no,
he's, not like the final two. The final two, there's way too much emotion into it.
Yeah, I don't.
But the final seven, like, comes in for the rebound.
How many have gotten married? Maybe. Like one.
No, it's like 10%.
That's like
maybe 15-20%.
No way.
Yeah,
I think there's only one couple that actually got married.
No, that's.
I think Colin's gonna be married.
I've asked people that have watched multiple seasons of The Bachelor and like of fans, real fans of the show, then it's like 15-20%.
I googled his football stats in college. He was actually a hell of a defensive end. Played for
some like Tennessee State or something.
No,
like
it was like Illinois or something like that.
Illinois State. Mike Franz looked it up in the First Rose Report.
Really?
Yeah. But he was like good in college.
When I found out that there was going to be an NFL player that was going to be the Bachelor by the name of Colton, I immediately thought it was Colton Schmidt. I was like, oh my god, for you, buddy. Right back to the top.
Huge shout out to Sanjay Potter. That's his guy.
Colton Schmidt.
That's Sanjay.
It's like, oh, we got a punter.
Sanjay loves him.
That's funny.
Can you imagine if Colton Schmidt, ex-Buffalo Bills, on the. And then he like brought the show to Buffalo?
Oh my god.
Some guy already did. I think his name's Jason.
Yeah, that dude's a legend here. They thought that he was going to be the next Bachelor. I wish he would have been. That guy's beautiful.
Can you imagine coming to Buffalo a second time? It'd be sweet. They went to Anchor Bar, which is awful. Just such a facepalm.
Yeah, that is a facepalm. They bring him to. That means he doesn't spend much time in Buffalo. So
that means he really doesn't know the facts.
Yeah. Didn't they go to they went to Harbor Center too. So shout out
skating.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think
that's
so.
Solid. That's solid.
You ever been there?
Yeah. Not skating.
Can you ice skate? You can ice skate. Not well.
I can get around.
You can barely walk on 2 feet, so I can't imagine you.
Oh my god. Barely walk on 2 feet. Whoa, okay.
In terms of plugging things, first of all, we're trying to get Kleenex to sponsor this
pod. I can get around on skates. I can't, like, go fast, though.
Can you hockey stop, bro?
No.
That used to be the coolest thing in middle school. Like, oh,
if you go to hockey, if you go to hockey stop.
Yeah, ice skating with some chicks.
Stop. Yeah.
Getting some coffee.
Oh, yeah. If you could stop, the chicks were like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God. This guy is this guy is something.
All right. Do you want to plug Polaroid?
Supposedly, no.
Like, where did you get that sweatshirt?
It's actually a sponsor. I got people. I got an Instagram DM of this place that sells, it's like fake earrings. Like they're like clip on.
You're guys. A huge earring guy.
Yeah, no, I don't wear earrings. Yeah. And they wanted to know if I wanted to collab. I sent them the Jordan crying face. I didn't know what to do.
Jordan crying face. I want to bring response. It back.
I don't wear earrings, so here's
like,
a Jordan
and crying. They were probably like, "Wow, this kid is at this point in his life where he gets this kind of DM and is just distraught." Distraught.
I wanted to grow up after that moment.
Okay. Everything else going okay? Doing good?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, but, yeah. Why?
You know, just
do we want to talk about day. It off wax?
No, I want it all aired out for this podcast.
Oh, Jesus. All right, we'll just, okay. Are you okay? We're good.
Last plugs. The owl thing, and I would also like to give a nice shout out to Jewel for keeping me alive this all past right. month.
I do not promote that at all, so we're going to stop.
What about a vape pen?
I don't promote that either.
Nice rig. Those big batteries. I don't know
what that is.
Okay.
Clouds. I don't promote that either.
All right. Thanks for coming on the podcast, Davis.
Thanks for having me. Very long overdue. Haven't done it in 3 weeks. Rose Report number 7.
One in 3 weeks. You haven't done it in 2 weeks.
Sure.
The last two episodes we have not recapped.
Right.
This is the first one.
I've recapped.
Well,
I posted my thoughts.
We haven't done, you know.
Last week I confessed, watched late. Had to watch a rerun.
Right.
Couldn't watch it on that
Coming
Monday
back
night.
From New York. It's like it happens.
Travel issues.
Yep.
You know, you got to do what you got to do. So this week, back on the grind.
We're back. What is turning into be a very
this and what an episode to be back
it,
for.
Yeah. What it's been turned into an intriguing and actually very exciting season of The Bachelor after a very slow start.
Bachelor season
23.
Just this is probably easily the best episode of the season so far.
Yes, I think so. I mean, you know, there's going to be the most drama in this episode. It's right before you know
we're getting to like any girl that was sent home. We were like, oh, I knew her. I knew a lot about her.
Yes,
they had a relationship.
Yeah,
now it's actually tough.
I think you could say that about last episode too. But I mean, it's fair. You know,
Demi was just a curveball.
I didn't expect Demi to get sent home. We're not going to go too much into like the past couple episodes, obviously, just because we're here for you know. The episode tonight, episode 7. But, you know, Demi was like, you know, kind of growing on me. Like, Demi was one of those people where I'm just like, okay, you know what? She's not as bad as I thought she was going to be. You know, there's definitely a good side to her and a side that I can respect at least, if nothing else. And then she just, out of nowhere, is gone. I mean, she was not going to win.
I think that's fair to say, but it was tough. Like, I actually, that was the first time I actually felt for someone of like, oh, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like, she finally has the courage to say, like, she actually really likes him, and he's just like, well, I don't feel the same, so you're going home.
She'll go on Bachelor in Paradise, and she'll
and
find
win,
love on
and
there.
And win Bachelor
well,
in Paradise.
Well, yeah,
if there's a winner, I don't know how that works.
She'll find love on there.
I don't know how Bachelor in Paradise really works.
They basically
so.
Kind of all just date all together.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so, yeah, that was tough for Demi.
To go to this episode, you know, just to, you know, the big thing out of this episode was that was the most predictable Final Four, I think, of any Bachelor or Bachelorette.
This was a four number one seeds chalking their way to the Final Four.
Chalk.
Yeah.
The chalk got to the Final Four here. Like,
this is Kansas, Kentucky, Duke,
you know,
and Virginia.
North Carolina.
Making the Final Four.
All four of those teams making it to the Final Four.
All four one seeds.
Yeah.
So we started off, we're just going to go chronological because that'll be easiest. Then we can get final thoughts at the end.
Yes, absolutely.
More vlog posts. We're good with the vlog posts. We don't need them. We get one per episode. We're done.
Yeah.
Second, Ben Higgins. Hello.
Ben Higgins
What's up?
Ben Higgins from the clouds. Would love to get relationship advice from Ben Higgins.
Here's your Ben Higgins relationship advice. Colton, quote, now I'm realizing that I'm falling in love with multiple people. Ben Higgins, quote, how do you feel about that? Thanks, Ben.
Great.
I don't know, man. You're the one that's supposed to be telling me how to feel about that.
How do I feel about it? I'm terrified, which I think Colton has gone through this whole season terrified.
Colton and literally has been terrified more than like
excited.
Any of our we have been in our entire lives combined.
Yeah, he is. I mean, yes, it's a very big decision that he's coming towards the end of this, you know, at the end of the season and everything, but like I've never seen someone more afraid of a committed relationship than Colton Underwood.
The dude, the man, he said terrified probably 50 times throughout this episode. It's that, and this is my biggest fear in all of this.
Yes, he's fearful.
He said that terrified. Seven different
at
things.
Least in like the first 10 minutes of the episode, he said it. He had said terrified, or you know, he was terrified at least 5 times.
Yeah.
At least 5 times. And I don't know. It's just, you know.
Next thing, his dog. Best part of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
The dog?
Dog, great part.
Love dogs.
The first time that...
15 out of 10 rated.
As you astutely pointed out, first time that the girls didn't run up to Cole and not like the group.
Yes,
you know,
yeah, yeah. Where the first person just battles their way through and then sprints for the first hug.
They were all locked in on the, you know, on the dog and, you know, everything, the dog's all movements as soon as they saw the dog.
We both were like, oh, wow, no one ran up and hugged Cole. Yeah. And then you were like, Cole, fuck Cole, there's a dog.
Yeah, there's a dog right there. So very, very interesting dynamic. And then, you know, we go to the first one-on-one, pulls Tayshia out of the group
Which low-key, like, if you're one of the other girls, you're like, oh, damn. Okay.
High key power move by Colton there, taking Tayshia.
Like, Tayshia, would you like to join me for an amazing day of cooking and romanticism?
Yeah, it was great.
The other thing I wrote down was more wine tasting.
A lot of wine tasting.
A huge shout out to the Bachelor Party Podcast, Julia Littman, people at The Ringer, my people. I was on the Bachelor Party Podcast this week. I wrote in a question, and then Juliet read the question. My question was, why is Colton such a big white wine guy?
Great question.
Her
unbelievable question.
Juliet's immediate response was, phenomenal question. And I was in my car listening. I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
It's a great point that I didn't even realize until, you know, you brought it up. And then,
yeah,
you know, every time I'm watching, you know, what they're drinking at the one-on-one dates that he had this episode. I mean, it's just white wine.
Right. He's had it at cocktail parties.
Yep.
He's had it at group dates. He's had it at one-on-one dates.
Mm-hmm.
And he just
totally
loves white
respect
wine.
That move, by the way. Like,
I, you know what it's room. Making me think?
What's that?
I might have to become a white wine guy.
White wine's great, man.
I gotta start trying a little bit more often.
Yes, absolutely. Right. But anyway, to the one-on-one date with Tayshia.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't want to get
hanged out too long. A lot of drama. Tayshia went for the jugular.
This week.
This week, she just went for it all on the one-on-one date.
We have a lot of thoughts about the Kirpa Tayshia versus
Cassie and Kaylin.
Tag team death match.
Yeah.
That happened this week. We have a lot of thoughts, but we'll get to them later.
Yes.
He says he loves cooking. Does he really love cooking? What guy really loves cooking? I don't know if he's a really good cook. I don't know.
Like cooking. Cooking's
fine. They were shopping. They shopped at what? 5 different places? Not one shopping bag at the end of that. Who takes the shopping bags for him?
She's not Kaylin.
Producer Central.
Well, remember the one time they went shopping with Kaylin? Kaylin got all those bags. I'm sure, you know.
Right. But now.
Tayshia didn't want to be remembered for that.
Yeah,
either.
I guess that's a good point. Tayshia drops the bomb.
Okay, yeah.
At the marketplace.
Final, yes.
First of all, at the marketplace, why are we picking a place with such loud background noise?
I don't know. I thought they were in ice
cream. Make it more natural.
Honestly, it looked like they were in an ice cream parlor drinking rosé, and I'm just like so thrown off by
that.
I'm like, how the hell did we get right from now? Ice cream with his dog
right.
to rosé in this
lot
like,
of food,
open
lot
air
of,
market?
A lot of stuff
you know?
Going on, yeah.
First of all, are you know, backtracking to this, they're in Denver. They're in Colton's hometown.
Oh, yes.
I forgot to mention that.
Yes, great.
Would love to go to Denver. Denver looks like
a great
city. I
haven't been in Denver.
City.
Huge shout out to Kiefer Tien. Hopefully
yes.
visit him soon.
Right.
Hope he's doing good.
Can't believe we didn't see Kiefer on this episode, honestly.
Honestly,
yeah.
He just needed to be in the background.
Where was he?
Yeah.
Where was he?
In bed? Come on.
Anyway, Denver,
look
great city.
There.
Really want to visit
yeah,
sometime.
Yeah, definitely. Durango, close by. I've been there.
Yes.
Great place. All right, here's some quotes from Tayshia on the date.
Yes, lay them on me.
There's 4. I'll just give them to you straight and then give me some comments.
Yep.
Number 1, quote, Cassie and Kaylin aren't genuine. Number 2, quote, they've talked about being the next bachelorette, and that's it. Quote, I still feel like they have a lot to figure out. 4, they may not be ready to be engaged after this.
Right. And you
those
know,
are some haymakers.
Those are some haymakers, and obviously we don't get a taste of what goes on behind the scenes. You can look at...
Yeah,
you,
true.
I've watched some of the edit.
I
watched some of the deleted scenes and everything that the Bachelor puts on their YouTube channel and everything like that. But
okay.
Those were some haymakers. A lot of that was, you know, like I said, going for the jugular.
Right.
You know, trying to, you know, set herself apart from, you know, the other, you know, girls that I feel like, you know, the other girls in this episode and, you know, throughout the season have felt that those two especially are the front runners. And really trying to set herself apart from the two, you know, relative favorites. I mean, Cassie is far and away.
Cassie and Kaylin were probably the
favorites going into this episode. I just want to give a huge shout out to Cameron Zam for this theory. Luke Mars, our friend Luke Mars, who's on the beginning of this episode, his girlfriend also watches The Bachelor, gave us this theory of the reason Tayshia probably did this, and Kirkwa indirectly later, they needed to bring Cassie and Kaylin down a few pegs.
Which is completely fair.
They were too far ahead of the pack, so you got to bring them back down to your level.
Listen, I agree that Kaylin, it's a good theory. It's a great theory, and I'm all for it, and absolutely. Yes. But, you know, the thing that kind of threw me off is I think Cassie's obviously far and away the number one, like, front runner favorite.
He's attracted to her the most.
Yes. But I think, you know, you bring up Kaylin, I think Hannah G is, like, a close second. Or not a close second, but, like, I think far and away second. I think if you look at,
you know, I think her if date, you go attraction, list, just attraction-based, like, I want to have sex with you the most, I think it goes Cassie, followed pretty close behind by Hannah G. I don't think that gap is that big. And then Kaylin there at third, and then Tayshia fourth.
Tayshia's the wild card out of the four, but I think Tayshia would have the most connection, you know, of those four, or of the
of like
the
a personality
four,
connection.
Yeah, of the other four girls that you know, Kirpa, Heather, and Hannah B that went home.
Yeah,
you know, I think Tayshia definitely had more of a connection.
Physical.
Yes, with
Colton. I mean, for sure, obviously,
she got this, from Heather. She got this the first or one of the first one-on-one dates, and then she got a second one. There was no way that she wasn't going to be going on a homecoming.
On a homecoming, yeah. No, he likes. I think that so we just power ranked Mount Rushmore the attraction levels. If you go personality levels, I think that reverses. So I think you go right away, but Tayshia is number one.
Hannah G is definitely at the bottom of that.
Hannah G is at the very bottom.
Just watching two girls go at it and not saying a single word was probably my favorite part of
this. Hannah G literally had three lines of dialogue in this entire episode where there's only seven girls.
Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. She's staying out of the drama. You know, it's great. I'm all for it, but man.
Can we get some personality? Something.
Oh my God.
She comes in like after getting the rose, after like Colton was down to three. And she gets the rose and come in, and they were like, oh my God, tell me everything. And she was like, it was crazy. Hannah G way at the bottom of the personality rankings.
So, anyway, back to the one-on-one date. Tayshia gets the rose. So obviously she's going on a hometown date.
Right. And the rumors shock Colton because those are two of the top three girls that he's attracted to. So he's like, oh, fuck, I really wanted them to win.
Well, and,
now they're screwing it up.
He's one of those, you know, he's of the mindset after, you know, what happened last week, past couple weeks suddenly now, with Onyeka and Nicole, and then with Katie, once Katie left, you know, he's kind of, you know, understandably on his toes, really, really trying to knuckle down here and figure out, you know, who's really in it. Because, you mean, like, we've gone over multiple times, and, you know, he's terrified of.
Yeah,
he is
terrified for sure.
Yeah, he is here to, you know, find his wife, you know, get engaged to somebody, and that's a big life decision. And, you know, if someone's not going to be wholeheartedly 100% in it, then, he's just wasting his time, honestly.
Right,
and
right.
I think he
realizes
that.
So you have to make sure.
Yeah,
he has to make
absolutely.
Sure. Of course. But, if these are brought up, it's all she said versus she said, like,
which
it's all
at this
one
point,
word versus
at,
the other.
At this point, when you're getting close to a very serious, you know, part of the show, these
you can't be lying.
Dates, you have to separate yourself one way or another. And if that means what doing what Tayshia did, and eventually what Kirk,
oh, you're on board with the move?
No, I'm not on board with it.
Okay.
But
it's playing a little dirty.
It makes sense. Yeah. At this point, you got to do everything that you can to separate yourself from the other girls that you.
See, I would try to do that on like a personality level, like. I would be the Hannah G, but then I would add in a personality Hannah G doesn't have.
At this point, most of these girls, you know, or I think Colton has a good idea of what most of these girls are, except maybe for, you know, Kirpa and Heather, who he really hadn't had any connection with, you know, to begin with when they did the one-on-one.
Heather,
dates.
We'll just get rid of Heather now, just in this next
Heather gets
2 minutes here.
Spoiler alert.
Well, yeah, everybody that's listening to this probably watched the show, but. But just Heather, she needed to go. It was the only girl that was dead weight.
That was the biggest just like shrug of the shoulders. Like,
exactly.
I was supposed to feel bad for Heather because she wasn't like all in at this point. Yeah, but I'm just like.
She's 22 and she just got her first kiss. She wasn't winning the show. We all knew that.
No
way. We all knew that she was just there to get her first kiss and then she can be on, be on the next season.
Still
wish
Sloth Girl was around more than Heather.
That's a big opinion.
Sorry.
Bachelor in Paradise, maybe Heather 4. Because now that she's had the quote-unquote first kiss, even
possibly.
We all know it wasn't a first kiss.
Yeah.
Now she's just ready to go all in.
Possibly.
Now she's ready to go to first, second, third base.
Okay. What do you think the Bachelorette's going to be from this season?
Out of these four girls, it could be any of them. So
really
whoever comes in second.
Really wish Hannah G's could be the Bachelorette.
So whoever comes in second. Hannah G's not smart enough or enough. She's not alpha enough to be the bachelorette.
Yeah, she, you know,
alpha that can control the entire.
I understand where you're coming from there. Colton definitely doesn't have, like, any personality or is, like, kind of sucks. Hannah G is just, like, absolutely stunning.
If you think Colton sucks, then Hannah G actually sucks.
Hannah G does not say words.
Yeah.
When she
so you need
to.
You need a little bit of alpha, which I think Kaylin, Cassie, and Tayshia, especially Tayshia, all have.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
We next can go one to, let's a couple quotes.
What is this from?
This is from today, this episode. Cassie. When the one-on-one date card comes and Kaylin gets the date card and everybody's like devastated, tears immediately.
Oh,
once Kaylin gets the date card. Cassie, quote, things can change so quickly because he has a lot of relationships right now. Sweetie, that's the show.
Again.
We say this every week. One of these girls makes some quote.
It was like at least 2 weeks ago. Demi last week. Exactly. It's Cassie this week.
Like, do you know how the show works? White wine opinion still undefeated. Colton and Tayshia share some after dinner.
Yes.
Just amazing. Mm-hmm. She did tell me you were one of the women that wasn't ready. Colton says to Kaylin on their one-on-one. Kaylin's response.
Kaylin gets the other one-on-one.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Kaylin's response to that quote, she did tell me you were one of the women that wasn't ready. Her response, just a nod.
Just a
No words. Just like,
well,
I hear
to be fair, like, she doesn't understand, you know, or that is kind of like a shocking revelation. So, like, how would you react to that? You know, you just kind of like, you know.
I would just shake my head or be like, wow, okay.
I think she was definitely surprised by it. And then obviously she goes into it more, you know, with a conversation with him. But, like, you know, hearing news like that, you know, you're kind of taken aback for a second. So, I mean, I'm not going to knock her too much for that first initial reaction.
One thing I did away. So the date was they went snowboarding. She 100% had never snowboarded
she's
before.
She's from Virginia
course, and
is Miss North Carolina. There's
she
no
moved to North Carolina, for a month.
She's ever been on a snowboard in her life.
Never.
That.
But she. Knowing that, she did okay.
She did fine.
If the first time you were ever on a snowboard,
probably,
you would fall more than that.
She did probably fall
a thousand times.
That's probably
what
I would look like if I was just try snowboarding.
She also probably fell 5,000 times and they didn't show it. They just edited it out.
That's also probably, I'm sure that is the case as well.
Another quick takeaway from this date, I really want to go to the Rockies and just hike around with a significant
looks
other.
Looks great. I mean, it's a beautiful place out there.
Yeah, love it.
Never been. Denver looks cool, but
went once.
Great.
Skied with the family. It was great. A lot of swearing from Kaylin.
Kaylin, you know, outside of Hannah G, was like the other girl that like doesn't show any emotion whatsoever. And Kaylin was swearing left and just unbelievable, like a sailor.
Yeah,
crazy.
Just calm it down.
Finally, you know,
this is a family show.
All it takes is for her to be called out by somebody.
Goes off
claws
the deep
come
end.
Out.
Off the
my
deep end.
Goodness.
Yeah. This is a family show. Let's relax. Private concert by Colton's personal friend.
Such a Stephen A. Smith move right there.
Yeah.
To just be like, my personal friend, Brett Young. Yeah, like.
My brother.
Stephen A. Smith knows, you know, every, you know, athlete that's ever played a sport ever.
Jamarcus Russell, I love him. No, who did you
Jamarcus
say?
Russell, I respect him.
Yeah.
I am sure down the road, if he put the work in, he would be a great NFL quarterback.
Carmelo Anthony.
But this dude's a slob.
Carmelo Anthony, I love him. He's a brother to me.
He is a close personal friend of mine.
He came to New York, but no one else
when
wanted
no one
to.
Else
oh, that
wanted
was Amari.
To.
That was about Amari. That
was about Amari.
Shout out to Eric Carey. I really hope this is.
But,
this.
You know, classic, just, you know, my personal friend, Brett Young.
Yeah.
No one else in, you know, within a 5-mile radius of him.
Personal
concert,
yeah, like
awkward
personal
dancing.
Friend. We need some proof of that.
Yeah,
and
they didn't speak once. And, you know, he's like Brett Young didn't be like, "Oh, hey Colton,"
or like,
"This
or
is
like
for you, Colton.
This is for my guy, Colton.
For
love
Colton
you, bro.
And Kaylin.
Love you, Colton. Love you, bro.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, but low key,
didn't like nod to him.
A personal concert in Red Rock Amphitheater. That's like
the dream.
Like, what more do you want in life than that?
Pretty nice. A lot of awkward dancing, though.
An awful dancer. He sucks at dancing.
Colton just sucks, which I've established.
I'm gonna say it. I'd be better at that. In that moment, I would be a better dancer than him. Than he was on the at least one
agreed.
From what we saw.
Agreed. Yeah, I
Thank
would
you.
Be as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Please. We both could be.
Hannah B from the absolute atmosphere gets the next one-on-one.
Yeah, from the goddamn rafters.
And
was not expecting that at all.
Hannah G comes in with like, oh my god, I'm so nervous. Like, stop complaining. You're fine. You just went out of blood spa one-on-one.
I think that's the only emotion Hannah G's felt this whole
season. Is either a little bit of concern or just let's make out. That's that's Hannah G in the nutshell.
I'm not going to knock her. Again, not going to knock her too much, but yeah.
Colton brings Hannah B to meet his family.
Wow. See, that was a move where I, you know, when I saw that, I you know, Hannah B is probably the most awkward person of this whole season, which is saying a lot. But she is a very awkward person. But when they walked into it, like, Colton's house and met his family, like, oh, man.
Wow.
Maybe she has a chance.
Right, exactly. I was pretty surprised that he did that.
But
as we all know,
as we continue on our recap of this season.
One quote, actually two quotes from this date. Hannah B., they're in the car. Hannah B., are you okay?
Yeah.
Colton.
When she asked that.
What? Yeah.
When she
narrator, he wasn't okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, third person narrator, he was not okay.
Another quote. It's an overly good feeling to be in love with you.
Yeah.
Hannah B. It's an overly good feeling? Come on, we gotta do better than that. She gets sent home because she feels in love with Colton and Colton doesn't feel back.
Colton, quote unquote, doesn't feel there with Hannah B.
Doesn't feel all the way there. Just all not the way I'm not there. There. No, you're right. But
Hannah B also wearing a dress that looks like a nightgown.
Not trying to just burn fire to Hannah B here, that dress was the worst dress of the season.
Pretty brutal.
The worst dress of the season. Yeah. Maybe rivaled by some early Tracy dresses.
Tracy dress, yeah.
When she was dressed what did we say?
Doesn't matter. Either way.
It was all yellow. She was just...
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Oh, my God. Thanks for reminding me about that.
That was bad.
Anyway, Hannah B., horrible dress choice for the one-on-one part of it, or the actual one-on-one part of it. Not surprised she went home. It was her time.
A lot of staring at each other, not a lot of talking.
Again, she is super awkward.
They had no personal connection. She just seems like we don't know her. Seems like she doesn't really have it all going on upstairs.
I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna go that far. But there were times
not very calculating.
There were times where she would go from like absolutely straight face when she was talking with Colton's mom to like her eyebrows would like perk all the way up to like her hairline. Like,
smile.
She would be like so surprised or like so excited to answer that question. I'm just
that's
how
cringe.
Genuine is this answer if you're just gonna be looking like I don't know.
Very cringe.
Yeah. Super awkward, was not upset when she left.
Yeah, we weren't heartbroken.
No. Not surprised.
So Hannah B. goes home, seeing Never. One thing I noticed about this episode that I really liked, they're in Denver, so you know what that means? Fall clothes. The fall clothes.
Fall fashion.
Everybody looked great.
All four fall
clothes. Everybody looked great.
I'm just going to say, Colton looked great too. Colton looked great.
The outfit of the T-shirt, scarf, hoodie, sweatshirt,
that
jacket.
That you wore on the train you're talking
that was,
about?
That was on the,
yeah.
the group. I love that
yeah,
outfit.
Yeah, it was great.
100%.
Love the fit.
They may go buy a scarf in the next week.
Perfect fit for him.
So love that. The four girls show up. There's only two roses. That has to be like a little shock factor.
You knew that was going to happen, though, because you knew only four girls go to hometowns. He already had two. So.
But like doing that math in your head, you're like, oh, shit, this is really serious.
Got a 50-50 chance. Yeah, that's fair. But at that point, you kind of got
to
know.
And as soon as they were on the train, you had to realize, like, all right, Heather's out. That's for sure.
That was so weird.
They rode on the train.
They rode on the train, and then they literally got to whatever little place they were at, and Heather's just like,
immediately.
I'm on the return trip.
Can I talk to you real quick? Yeah.
Wait. Hold that train.
Yeah.
I'm coming back.
Go to the conductor. Don't leave.
Yeah,
don't leave.
Just stay here for a second.
Just trust me, buddy. Don't leave.
She gets her own personal, like, rail car back, and, you know.
Colton, you know who the happiest person was that Heather took herself out of the running?
Colton.
It was
Colton. Easily Colton.
So he didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
That was big for him.
Listen,
if I'm him, I'm very happy about that.
If Heather wasn't going to say that at the beginning of that, date, Colton was, so.
All right, so then we get into the Kirpa Cassie bet. Just fight to the death here.
So
literally fight to the death.
Literally just so irrelevant because Kirpa is just fighting for her life, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
And there was no way that Kirpa was going to make it to hometown.
Because
I told you at the beginning when we started watching the episode, honestly shocked that she made it this far.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was one of those people where, like, she just was kind of there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she had no, the feeling was like she had no reason to stay, but she also had no reason to leave, and she was kind of just hanging around.
She was good looking but also mature enough to stay
around. As is what
happened. Her first one on one went well, especially at dinner where they had a real conversation.
was fine. Her one-on-one date was fine.
It
was
snorkeling? You're a big snorkeling person. You love like, snorkeling.
But, like, if you look at, like, the one-on-one dates he's had with, you know, if you, I mean, obviously Cassie and Hannah
well,
G.
Yeah,
but,
that's
like,
obviously more
but also, like, but with, like, Tayshia and Kaylin.
Yeah.
There's more of a connection there than with Kirpa. Kirpa, like I said, was one of those people where, you know.
Kirpa was the underdog. Cassie was, like, minus 120. Kirpa was plus 400 there. Yeah.
I'd say Cassie was, like, minus 500.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
The odds were unbelievably stacked in Cassie's favor. There's no way Cassie wasn't.
So Kirpa reaches. Kirpa reaches.
Just plays off
you know,
of what
reaches across, tries to reach across the goal line with a personal, and I cannot emphasize this enough, a personal opinion that Cassie isn't ready.
Literally that
great
line.
Great vine. Fantastic vine. Not based in fact at all, 100%, just complete opinion that Cassie isn't ready. So therefore, I was on Team Cassie 100%.
You've bet on Team Cassie, which is fair.
It was going to be hard to get me on Team Kirkwell, I'll admit,
yeah.
But I had a reason to be on Team Cassie.
Kirkwell just kind of playing off of what Tayshia had said on her one-on-one date. Right. And, you know, that, again, fair, kind of back to what the theory we had talked about earlier. She has to kind of separate herself and bring down, you know, the clear favorites that, at that point, was Cassie, because Kaylin already had a rose, but... At that point, was definitely Cassie, and try and bring her down to earth a little bit. But at that point, there was just no way.
The argument that Cassie had with Kirpa, like sitting down on the benches with Hannah G,
unbelievable
sitting
stuff.
In between
Hannah
them.
G, they,
unbelievable
they panned
stuff.
Over to Hannah G. Hannah G's
just
kind of
like staring at
might
her
as
feet.
Well have been looking off into the distance. You know?
Might as well just go take a hike.
She has to say she knew she wasn't going to be eliminated.
Yeah.
Honestly, she's probably thinking to herself, "This is great. I don't have to worry about any of this because I know."
But
for
inside,
sure.
she wasn't confident of that. She was probably still worrying. But yeah, I'm with you.
She's nervous because that's the only emotion she can feel.
Exactly. It's her only emotion. Kirpa brings the journal for her meeting with Colton.
Yeah.
It's a little thing I noticed. That was weird.
Dear diary.
Why are we bringing
today went from good to great.
why are we bringing the journal on that date in the first place? Just leave it at the house.
Maybe that was her only thing she packed on the way to Denver.
I had a note in here. All right, I know this is an aside. We're almost there. We're almost done. But it's just a quick aside.
Oh, my God. We forgot to bring
aside.
That up about the Hannah B date.
What?
The guy.
My gosh.
How do we
not so we have two
that
things.
Up.
All right,
oh
we have two
Lord.
Things. We have two things. My first thing, how do they pack all the clothes for all these trips?
ABC interns.
So say we're from Buffalo. We get called to be on The Bachelorette. Am I packing four suitcases packed with, like, every article of clothing I could ever want on
you
any
are
trip?
Suddenly gone for a very long time, though.
And
yeah,
so,
like,
are,
considering
so
where
I have
we
to
are now, like, these girls have been gone for...
For months.
Weeks.
Months.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah.
So
weeks.
I have to pack...
They've gone, you know, Southeast Asia.
Right. So let
for,
me get this straight. I'm
like
packing for sweaty, humid Thailand and also for snowbound 40-degree Denver?
Yeah.
I'm packing for both?
Yeah.
That's a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
Does somebody pay for my bags?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's
hello,
all I needed to answer.
ABC.
There's a lot of money going around.
The Disney Corporation.
Bob Iger, rich guy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
It's good explanation.
Back to
second,
the highlight of the episode.
Easily the highlight
can't
of the episode.
Can't believe we didn't talk
best
about this.
Best moment of the entire season.
Yeah.
Easily.
The most casual that luggage carry away
Hannah
I've
B.
ever seen.
Let's set the scene. Hannah B gets eliminated.
Yes.
But one problem. Her luggage is still
her
at the house.
Is still at the house.
Somebody's
got to
go get it. Somebody's
got to
go get it. This poor guy.
This poor guy. They probably just pulled out of the, you know, the street. The guy. He was in like the drive-through of Burger King. He's like,
Lord.
Hey man, you want to stop over this house and grab these bags for us? Thanks, man.
Hey
appreciate
Corey, would you mind, dude? I know like this sucks, but can you just go in there and grab Hannah B's bags for us? Like, it'll be awkward, I know,
Corey,
but just in and out. Just get in and out real quick.
Real quick, don't make any eye contact with the girls or anything.
First
like
thing
that.
He does, eye contact.
Door opens. He kind of just casually is just like he like knew which bag it was and like right away too. But then he like had to like look. He had to like look.
He looked at the tag. Yeah.
Yeah, and he just kind of gives like that face where you're just like, oh, sorry, girls.
Yeah, it's like
listen,
I don't know.
Listen, I am
it's
not.
Tough.
I'm definitely not Hannah. But Hannah's
as you can
not.
See.
As you can see, I am not Hannah. But Hannah is not coming back. I'm sorry. But like he said, all of that with just one quick like glance.
With
a
glance,
yeah.
And
that was it.
The meme that we used to describe it is the meme from Friday where the guy like purses his lips like he's like.
I don't know.
Not looking good.
Anyway,
that was the highlight of the season.
Yeah, that was,
and also the look at the camera was definitely like for his like 8-year old daughter who is a huge fan of the show.
Can't believe he didn't wink at the camera or anything like that either.
Like, Anthony, I promise you, I will look at the camera just for you. I'm gonna look there just for you.
The guy went up to the producers and Chris Harris is like, "Listen, my daughter loves this show.
Can I be the guy that go gets the suitcase?
Can I just be on? It can only be for like 5 seconds if you want to. All I want to do is make sure that my daughter believes that I actually work for this show. So please
just set nothing else.
Let me just grab this girl's bag. That's all I want. It's the only airtime I get." And Chris Harrison's like, "Fine.
You know what, Corey? I'll do it for you. You've been working here for 8 years. You've been a great, great,
employee. Since day one of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
You know, back in 2003.
You know, Corey, I got you, fam. I got you. No Chris Harrison time on this episode.
No Chris Harrison time,
zero.
Which is interesting. Chris Harrison had enough. Chris Harrison went all through Southeast Asia.
I'm going to say it. Chris Harrison hasn't been on the season much at all.
No, but there's no reason for him to be on the show, you know?
But compared to other seasons, he's not. He's
fair.
Absent.
No, absolutely. But, you know, there's no reason for him to really be on at this point. This is Colton and the girls' time.
Yeah.
All right. Back to Kerpa.
That was easily the highlight of the season for us. We
way sidetracked there, but I can't believe we didn't bring it up.
I love it. We rewinded and reran that probably like four or five times. It was so good. We were dying laughing.
So right. Kerpa, you know, goes for the jugular for
we're
Cassie.
We're going to the house for dinner.
We are at the house for dinner. Colton immediately takes Hannah G, gives her the rose.
Just get that over with.
Gets that over with.
Yeah.
Then there is just unbelievable awkward silence between Cassie and Kerpa.
Cassie takes
a slurp of her drink.
Felt like an hour.
Yeah. Just.
If you're in that situation, though, what do you say?
There's nothing to say. Yes, completely awkward, unbelievable silence, but, you know, it was warranted.
100%.
What are they going to say at that point?
How's your day going?
Yeah. They've been together all day, man.
So have you ever been to Colorado before?
Yeah.
So where are you from?
But at that point, you know, Colton, they know Colton's not going to, you know, pull him aside. Or, you know, Colton's already really made up his mind of who's staying, who's going of those two. Mm-hmm. And come on, we all know who's going to stay.
We all knew Cassie was dragged out so much. There was a moment. When he would kiss Kerpa, if
Colton wasn't under contract with ABC or anything like that, I'm sure he, you know, behind the scenes footage, you know, that's not ever going to be released by ABC. But I'm sure he just told him, like, "Listen, ABC told me to do this. He can drag it out. If I could have, I would have asked you out on a one-on-one date just to get it over with, Cassie."
When he made out with Kerpa after talking to her at the house at dinner, and he asked her to come talk to her, I thought that there was maybe a chance.
Boss move.
So get one last kiss.
Yeah.
What's up?
Unbelievable.
Get a little kiss in there before say goodbye.
So final four is Cassie and Tayshia and Hannah G and Kaylin.
A final four we knew 5 weeks ago.
A final four we could have probably predicted
after episode two. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think that I'm going to... No, as soon as Tayshia got the first one, when Tayshia had her one-on-one, then we were like, oh, wow, they really like each other.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Like,
that one-on-one with Tayshia, you know, kind of set her apart from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Cassie and Hannah G, like, come on. Those two were going to make it far.
At least to this point. Kaylin, and Hannah G, you knew even on night one or night two that they were going to be
gonna go
a
far.
Wild.
They were in for the long haul.
Yeah, they were in the playoffs, at least. So now we're in the playoff.
We're in the playoff. Yeah, I was going to say, the college football playoff is here for The Bachelor.
So, monster episode.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It was a great episode. Like I said at the beginning of our little recap here, you know.
So what do we do now? Do we take away one at a time?
I don't remember. Don't ask me.
I have no idea. I know that there's two on the last episode.
Yes, there's two on the last episode.
Fantasy Suites.
Coming up.
I think he picks one to say goodbye, and then another one to say goodbye, and then it's down to two. So there's three episodes left, is what I'm saying.
At least. And then the finale is the girl tell all. Yeah, the finale is like 3 hours long, and then they have the 1 hour like girl tell all thing or whatever after the final rose. But
oh, do they do that all in the same episode?
Mm-hmm. Well, they do the after the final rose stuff is live.
Right.
And that's like the first time that the couple, you know,
Colton's like seen in public.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
The girl that he chooses.
It's gonna be Cassie.
If it's not Cassie, like
Who called Cassie from week one, day
you
one?
You did. You absolutely did. Unbelievable pick. You've wrote her.
This is my first season covering The Bachelor.
Yes, you wrote her since the first episode. And
I was all. She was the first person shown on the first episode. And I was like, wow, I'm all in.
There is no way that she doesn't win. Come on. I mean.
I think there's a way.
No way.
Yeah. Angie sets a spark with her personality. I think Tayshia has an outside chance. I think Tayshia has. I think they all have a good chance. I think
they all have a good chance because, like we said, this is the most predictable Final Four
ever.
Like, come on, we all knew these four were going to make it this far
since 2012 when there was four number one seeds.
Yeah, like
that's probably wrong. Lord.
Anyway,
yeah.
What else from this episode? I mean,
no. What do you think? You think Cassie's going to win too?
I think at this point Cassie is going to win. There's no way she doesn't. I don't know. I would love to see Hannah G win, but honestly... Yeah,
let's talk about that. You were all in on Hannah G, and now you've cooled down.
Listen,
you were all in on Heather at one point, too. Yes, that doesn't look so good right now.
Well, she made it pretty far. I'm honestly shocked. Again, kind of with Kerfa, I'm surprised Heather made it as far as she did.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Again, I was all in on the Hannah G train. Hannah G, I don't know. I said Bachelorette, but nah, she doesn't have the personality to be a
Right, she's not an alpha.
Kaylin, I could see being a Bachelorette.
I could see Kaylin being it. I could see Cassie being it. And I could see Tayshia being it.
Cassie's
I think it'll be one of them.
Cassie's not going to be it because she's going to win.
Right. So Kaylin or Tayshia?
I could definitely see Kaylin being it.
I would rather.
Yeah, I don't know about Tayshia. I don't know.
Tayshia's a good person.
Tayshia's not a bad pick. I would just, if I had to choose between the two, I'd choose Kaylin before Tayshia.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. What else from this?
Plugs, questions.
I don't know, man. I mean, we suddenly haven't been together for this episode, or for like this Rose Report for 2 weeks.
What else in the past episodes could I get your opinion on? Let me.
The Onyeka Nicole thing was such a just
dumb.
Sucked.
Just dumb.
Yeah, those two deserved to go.
I wanted I like Nicole, but like I was fine with
it. I was over it. Yeah. From other episodes, I mean, we kind of gone over. I mean, I don't know. Nothing.
We talked about the Demi thing.
Yeah, the Demi thing, you know.
Kerpo's first one-on-one. We kind of talked about that. Kerpo's we kind of talked about everything.
Yeah, we kind of... Elise kind of just losing her mind that two episodes ago.
Did we talk about that?
No, we didn't. But there's... I mean, Elise was one of those people that wasn't going to win. But it was so weird. She wasn't going to win it. No way. It was so weird, though, because, like, Elise was doing fine and everything like that, and she had a great one-on-one date and everything like that, and then Elise just...
But then Elise said...
Elise kind of just had, like, a mental breakdown, just kind of panicked, and...
Panicked, for sure.
Yeah, just gave up on herself, if not.
Well, how about we went on a one-on-one date, and it was really, really fun, and now you're not treating me like we're on a one-on-one date anymore, so I'm leaving.
We ain't doing one-on-one.
This is the show.
Do you not... Again, another situation where, like... Have you never seen or heard this show? I mean,
this is how it works. You know what's interesting? Colton's family, red wine people. Colton, white wine person.
Maybe he's so sick of drinking red wine because the rest of his family does. He's he tried something different, red wine.
He was like, fuck you guys. I'm going white wine. I've had enough of the red wine. I'm going white wine.
Sure, man. Any questions for me?
I asked you a lot.
You did. Any other non-Bachelor questions for me?
Did you watch the NBA All-Star game last night?
I watched a little bit of it, yes.
Thoughts? Did you watch the last 6 minutes?
I did not, no. I did go to bed. Yeah, I know, okay. I missed, like, the good part, but I was exhausted and went to bed.
Yeah, I feel you.
It was cool to see Dirk and D-Wade.
Dirk, 4-for-4.
Dirk just raining threes.
Was that the best part of the game?
Damian Lillard,
what was the best moment?
Damian Lillard, back-to-back threes from the logo, that was pretty wild.
But it was also, like, to bring them back. Because they were down 10.
They were down.
And then Dame went off and they were to tie the game.
No,
Katie, the bench going nuts. I loved it.
I think the All-Star games...
What do you do? Here's a good question for you. Fix All-Star Saturday night from a non-NBA fan perspective.
Fix All-Star
Saturday night.
Honestly, it's to the point now where, like, the dunk contest, you know, hasn't been the main event. The three-point contest is more of the main event than...
So what should be the order?
I'll give you an example.
Ernie Johnson, TNT, great guy, fantastic.
Yes, love Ernie Johnson.
Suggested, you go skills competition, dunk contest second, 3-point contest third, and then fourth, do the draft live.
Wow. That would be something. They couldn't do that.
And then though. Lead into the game.
They couldn't do that just because they'd have
to promo
have
and marketing.
They need the jerseys printed and everything like that. They couldn't.
You can't do it overnight?
No.
The way. Next day?
They couldn't do that. That's my only. But anyway. The dunk contest just stinks because even if I
think, it's all young guys.
Well, sorry. Not even that. Sorry. But it's just like, even if you had guys like, you know, LeBron and, you know, Anthony Davis or whoever, like the big names in the dunk contest, there is such a creativity bubble that, like, you can only do so many dunks before you.
If you go back and watch, like, 90s dunk contest, these dunk contests are so much better.
Oh, so much
but
better.
But yet we think but they're better.
Like, but even still, like, the dunk contest now that you're just like, okay.
The Hamidi Diallo elbow dunk was sick, but the others weren't.
What they're doing is absolutely crazy, but, like, we've seen it before. We've seen, there's only so much you can do that we, you know, we as the viewing public have seen, you know? Mm-hmm. And some of it's gimmicky, some of it's just like, okay, come on, you know, you're just doing.
DSJ over Cole, though, with a Cole jersey, though.
Again, just
pretty sick.
It was cool, but again, we've seen that before.
I just
love
that
you bring out like
I just love that part.
A local celebrity, and they you know they are somehow
dunk
involved.
Over
in
yeah,
it's
yeah,
just
whatever.
Like okay. That's not me as a casual fan.
Would you take away
excited.
The skills competition, or would you change it?
Take away the skills competition,
or change it?
I wouldn't take it away just because
how would you
it's
change
cool.
It?
I don't know, man. Like there's part of me that's just like get rid of the dunk contest altogether.
Oh.
Just because, like, I know, I understand. It's the main event. It's what people get excited about just because of all the highlights that we've seen in past years with dunk contests and all the memorable moments that we have from past dunk contests, you know.
No one's ever going to top the 2016, though. Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon.
That was but again, yes, that dunk contest is crazy just because of, you know, Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
But Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine, where it could be, you know, LeBron James and, you know, any other star.
Giannis.
Giannis. Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine are not going to get me excited.
I feel like, Paul George has been in the dunk contest before, but it was early in his career. The dunk contest has turned into, over the last 10 years, as a either, like, rising stars dunk contest or, like, the players in the dunk contest here were either second-year or rookies.
That's the thing
John
that Collins, like, gets me excited
player,
about, like, the
DSJ,
home...
second-year player.
That's what gets me excited
rookies.
About, like, stuff like the home run derby. Is like, you know, they're starting.
Giancarlo Stanton.
They're starting to get like stars in the home run derby.
Yeah.
The home run derby is the same thing every single year, just like the slam dunk contest is the same thing every single year.
Yeah.
Except, you know, now the home run derby has star.
I like watching the home run derby.
The home run derby is fine, and I like that the rules changes that they've made.
Uh-huh.
But like, you know, like a couple years ago they had, you know, Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge,
right.
And like those are guys,
yeah, the big
and, you know,
stars.
Gary Sanchez, those are guys that I want to see in the home run derby.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, I don't want to see, you know, some schlub second baseman that, you know,
doesn't play,
has contact, and, you know, has power and everything, but
right.
is going to hit like four home runs in one round. And I'm just
right.
like, you know, you know what to expect when they go up to the plate and all that stuff. So I don't know. I wouldn't change the skills competition because, you know. That's a fun thing for any All-Star weekend. You know, the NFL's done that too, where they have.
Don't get me started about the NFL.
I think all All-Star games are pointless and stupid. I think all pros.
I think NBA still has the best one though.
I'm not gonna argue any.
Does baseball have a better one than NBA?
I love the baseball All-Star game just because I love the history that with
there's history.
There's so much history.
History
with the MLB All-Star game.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. And I love it, but. Again, I think all All-Star games should be done away with. You know, the whole reason that All-Star games were, like, you know, brought about
in the first
place.
That's a good point.
Is to bring together a bunch of players that, for the most part, not many of fans were going to
be
able to
see. Right.
So, you know.
And for charity. They did it, like,
well,
the original first
too,
one was, like, to raise money for disaster relief.
But the reason that they, you know, keep going these all together. Or, you know, had kept that thing going, especially, you know, the 50s, 60s, and everything like that. People, 70s, 80s. People didn't have access to these players. Now, you know, with social media, with, you know, constant, you know, television and everything like that, we see these players, whether it's, you know, live in a game on TV or in highlights or on, you know, social media and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what we're going to get out of them. And, you know, we don't need to see them play all together on the same team because we see them play every single night.
I mean, I can watch Russell Westbrook play on NBA League Pass any night I want.
Exactly. There's no reason to have all these guys together. And, obviously it's, I understand the reasoning behind it and everything, but they're not going all out.
No.
It's honestly just guys.
It's for the fun and for the fans. It's fun.
Yeah, it's cool seeing all the players.
Like I loved watching it, but I can also understand people being mad at me. Why would you watch
this? Listen, I love the NFL and everything like that, but the Pro Bowl is the biggest waste of a
Pro Bowl's bad.
It's the biggest waste of a weekend in the NFL schedule that there is.
It's just for people to go party in Hawaii.
I literally think it should just be 7-on-7.
Shout out to my brother.
It should be 7-on-7 and then have the linemen do like weightlifting and eating competitions. How fun would that be? How crazy fun that would have like a world's strongest man competition with the offense and defensive line.
Yeah.
And then have just do 7-on-7 with the skill position players and the quarterbacks. And that would be fun. Right. That would be something I would be relatively interested in watching. Now,
answer this quickly.
Yes.
Why haven't Bryce Harper and we'll get out of here on this? Why haven't Manny Machado and Bryce Harper signed with anyone yet?
I think
because I don't understand this at all.
It doesn't make
sense at all.
If you look at last year's free agency, JD Martinez was one of the biggest free agents last year.
When did he sign?
And he didn't sign until like a week before spring training started.
Oh. So this is normal?
No. He didn't sign until like a week or two before like the actual season started. So
it's not normal
and it's not how it should be, and it stinks that it's gotten so dragged out and everything like that.
Why?
But these are they just
haven't made a decision?
They're such big time players, and I think they're
Is Manny Machado that good?
Manny Machado is that good.
Bryce Harper's for sure that good.
Yes. Manny Machado is one of like the top 10 players.
What's the top three candidates for each guy? Yankees?
What do you mean? Oh.
For both?
Well, I think Harper's going to sign with the Phillies. I think
really?
The Phillies have
Who's really, the other two?
Machado is such a wild card to me because there's part of
Phillies,
me,
but for Harper. Phillies who?
I think Harper could go to the Phillies. I think the Yankees are out and have been out. The Nationals are still an option for him.
Red Sox?
No. They're not going to sign any of those guys.
No space?
No, we don't have the space, nor do we need an outfielder. Okay. Our outfield is arguably the best outfield in the MLB.
What about Manny?
Manny Machado. You need him? We don't need him either. We got to develop Devers more. I think Devers, if he can get a glove and play the field better than he did last season, he's got the bat. I think to really, find a good niche there. Give the Red Sox something that they haven't had in a long time is a reliable third baseman.
Harper's going to the Phillies. Where's Machado going?
Machado, I could see Machado going to the Dodgers. I could see Machado going to the Yankees. And don't rule out the White Sox. The White Sox are a big player in this still, too, because they do have the money and, the space under
the luxury players?
Tax. What's that?
Do the White Sox have players?
I couldn't name you a single person that's on the...
So why... Okay.
That's the thing. They have the money to do that, for though, the money. And bring other people to the White Sox if they need to.
That wouldn't surprise me, then, for Manny Machado.
I don't know. I still think we're a little while away from them signing with anyone.
All right, we got to get out of here. Any last second questions? That's all right. A lot of questions, plugs for me last second? If not, that's okay. We'll be here.
Enterprise Rent-A-Car, Hamburg, New York. I'll always forever plug that. Any other plugs? Shout out to Soho this past weekend. Great weekend. Fun time. Shout out to Craig Danzer for coming to coming back to Western New York this weekend.
Same with Mike. Mike Franz, what's up? Ex-Rose Report guest.
I was getting there. Give me a second. But really glad those guys came out this past weekend. Had a great weekend. But that's about it. I'll leave you on that note.
Great. You can close. Why don't you just close?
Really appreciate you coming back, and really had a great time on the show tonight. Looking forward to next Monday where we get hometowns for the bachelorettes right now. I'm very excited for that. It's really where it separates the girls from the women.
Love it. All right, Grant. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. So I appreciate it. We'll see you next week. Really hope you can make it out next week.
For sure. We'll do.
Love yours. Love yours. No such thing.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing.